it's Lisa Robin Young here, and I just want to talk for a minute about energetic hygiene. I know that sounds like a weird phrase, but we've had a lot of people coming through the program who've asked about toxic relationships and setting boundaries for themselves and others as it relates to the toxic relationships that they've got going on, and how do they distance themselves from those people. And there's all kinds of stuff that's coming up for you guys. Guilt, shame, fear, anxiety, all of that stuff is coming up because you've got people around you, whether it's family or friends or coworkers, colleagues, that are in your energetic space, and you know you need to distance yourself from them, but you don't feel comfortable, you don't feel confident, you don't know how. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the how, because that's going to be different for everybody, but what I am going to tell you is it's important. It's imperative that you create boundaries for yourself and honor them. Whether that means creating working hours and then sticking to them so that you can spend time with your family, work when it's time to work, play when it's time to play. That's what we say in the Secret Watch. That's one of the inscriptions in the book. Work when it's time to work, play when it's time to play. Also, the best gift that you can give is time and attention. So you want to be able to give that time to the people who you most want to spend it with. You don't want to be investing all of your energy in dealing with toxic people. So when you can cut the apron strings and get yourself detached from those people, do it. For some of us, it's not that easy. For some of us, maybe we live with a person who's toxic, and getting away from them is not going to be as simple as just walking out the door and never coming back. In those situations, you need to create something for yourself called an energetic hygiene plan, okay? And here's what I mean. In all of my training as a Reiki practitioner, I have come to learn that energy is very real. Even though we can't see it necessarily, we can't touch it necessarily, when someone is in your face and in your space, the energy shifts. Your energy is different. So when toxic people are around you, it affects your energy. I don't care if you have to get in the car and drive around the block and just park and sit and chill for 40 minutes. I don't care if you have to call a neighbor, a sister, a friend, somebody and say, I need you to watch my kids for 20 minutes because I have got to get out of this house. I don't care if you lock yourself in the bathroom, go to the library, a coffee shop. You need time and space away from that space so that you can clean your energy field and just shake all that stuff off. Now, in Reiki, we actually have a process where we kind of like rub down our whole being and like symbolically scrape off the energy of other people that have, you know, kind of clouded our own space. And then, you know, we send it off to the earth and let it just kind of be transformed, okay? So you could do something very, you know, physically demonstrative like that and just kind of, you know, like, you remember when you were a kid and people had cooties and you were like rubbing off the cooties? Same idea, okay? Except you'll find that as a grown-up, it really does bring a sense of peace and comfort to you. So energetic hygiene, cleaning off the stuff that doesn't belong to you, and recognizing that's your stuff, not mine. And not feeling obligated to take that with you when you go places, when you live your life. Your kid comes in with a problem, that's their emergency, not yours. Now, as a parent, you have a sense of duty and responsibility to care for that person. But their drama doesn't necessarily automatically become your drama. And the sooner you can detach yourself from that, the easier it's going to be for you to practice energetic hygiene. And I want to challenge you to think about what are, and maybe even strategize, what are some of the ways that you can create the space you need, even in the space that you're at. Whether it's, I'm going to go take a walk, I need a timeout, I'm going to go get a cup of coffee and I might be gone an extra 15 minutes. I'm going to go to the bathroom and lock the door and please do not knock on it because you might hear something come from the other side. Okay. Everyone has an out. It may not be the out you want. It may not be the out you like. Everyone has an opportunity to create some energetic hygiene space. And here's what happens. I was talking with one of the participants via email and I said, it's like getting hit with gravel. You know, when a toxic person is in your space, it's like they've picked up this big old handful of gravel and just flung it at you. Sometimes it misses you completely and it's no big deal. Sometimes you just kind of get hit with the dust. Sometimes you get hit full on and it makes you bleed and it hurts. And what happens is if you don't practice energetic hygiene and clear yourself and get yourself to a place where you can relax, even if it's only for a couple of minutes, that stuff builds up. And eventually you're this dirty, bloody, caked up, ugh, that nobody wants to be around. You don't even want to be around. So you owe it to yourself to take the time to step out of whoever's flinging gravel at you, even if you can't cut ties with them completely because they're your boss or they're your partner or they're your kid or some other connection that you feel obligated to maintain, okay? And remember, it's still a choice to maintain that relationship. It's always a choice to maintain that relationship. When you're in that space, you need to give yourself permission to go, I can't do anymore. I've got to go right now before I snap like a twig. Because otherwise, you're this bloody, caked on mess. You wouldn't not take a shower for 6 weeks. Ew. So practice energetic hygiene. And it could be just as simple as going, okay, that's not mine. There's a story about a guy who, I don't know if it's a fable or what it is, but every day the guy would come home from work and he would stop before he went in the house and he would touch the leaves of the tree. And one day his kid said, you know, what are you doing? And he said, well, you know, before I come into the house, I leave all my troubles on the tree so that I can come into the house and be healthy and happy. I don't know if it's a true story or not, but it's always reminded me of practicing energetic hygiene. For some people, it can be as simple as that. For other people, you need more time because you've not been taking care of yourself for a very long time. I don't care what you do. I don't care how you do it. I'm here basically putting a gun to your head saying, you need to do it. Because if you're not taking care of you, who will?